What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Dork, and you just heard Loaded by Cub. Cub has been around forever, i.e. they were a band in like the mid-late 90s. Not a band anymore, but their music's still out there. And I'm obsessed with them right now. I'm obsessed with them. So that's where I'm at as a person and as a listener. And now you are too. Welcome. So on Teachable Moments, as always, we are going to be figuring out what's cool, what's hot, what's not. Today's definition of cool is an adjective. Definition is become or cause to become calm or less excited. I think that this is interesting, kind of, already straight out the gate, because it's, like, predicated on the assumption that, like, cool equals calm, which, as we know throughout the history of this show, cool can mean a lot of things. Cool can mean anything. But this assumption is addressed in episode 9 of this show. I'm just, like, kind of stoked that I get to, like, be meta like that. I feel like I've made it. We're on episode 22. Wow. Okay. Become or cause to become calm or less excited. Why would someone need to become calm or less excited? I feel like there are a lot of stresses in the world. Or kind of like conversely, there are a lot of like very like things that are like very joyful. And weirdly, there's this like, it's like taboo to be like, oh my God, like calm down, you know, like stop caring so much, like stop expressing this emotion, which is probably sometimes a good thing, sometimes not a good thing. For example, good thing. If someone's really angry and they're being really aggressive, they need to calm down because no one's allowed to talk to you like that. But if someone is like feeling really sad, why shouldn't they be allowed to cry? You know what I mean? All this and more is what we're going to be exploring. Cool. Become or cause to become calm or less excited. Something I'm excited about is that on Saturday, there is a CITR fundraiser at Redgate. Now, I am a dork. I don't know what's cool. I don't know what's hot. And I don't know what's not. But CITR lets me have a show. So I think that they're pretty cool. And Kylie V, who was actually just on air just before me, is going to be playing it. So I'm going to play a Kylie V song. This is Moral Compass from like the short songs compilation by Kingfisher Blues. And then I'm immediately going to follow it with Heartbeat by Future Star off the same album. So I hope you enjoy. And I guess I'll like see you on the other side of this experience.
How could I believe you? Your hatred grows like mushrooms. Treat us like we're people. You treat us like a fungus. How could she believe you? Her jury just deceived you. I hope your family leaves you to rot in hell. No respect, no respect, no respect. Not even moral compass. No respect, no respect. Only my moral second hand so I can check my pulse. I
You're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is still Teachable Moments. I'm still Dork, and that song was Signs by Psy. Just before that were a couple short songs, Heartbeat by Future Star and Moral Compass by Kylie V. Kylie V is going to be playing Redgate this Saturday at the CITR Music Department fundraiser, alongside Sleepy Gonzalez and Ponytails. Actually, so the song Moral Compass is M-O-R-E-L, not A-L. And apparently it's like a like mushroom kind of thing. It's a widely distributed edible fungus which has a brown oval or pointed fruiting body with an irregular honeycomb surface bearing the spores. Today's definition of cool that we're talking about is cool, adjective, become or cause to become calm or less excited. I feel like that, like, the idea of that mushroom, like, can be very stimulating and very calming for other people. So, like, you know, those people who are, like, I forget what the word is, but it's, like, a fear of tiny holes and, like, spores and stuff. Probably hate that mushroom, but people who like really enjoy or like get a lot out of sensory like stimulation and stuff would like might be able to like use it to calm themselves down because it feels interesting and like grounding. Sometimes you just need a mantra, it's all gonna be fine. Signs provided that. I feel like there's a lot going on in the world right now. I feel like this episode definition is like aptly timed. It's midterm season. Students are freaking out, and that's fair. But also we're like kind of reaching that time of the year where it's like it's kind of cloudy today. We're probably going to get some rain very soon. And that's a dampening both of the earth and of spirits in some. Seasons are like something that have a huge impact, or like the weather surroundings or like consistent weather experiences can be like very impactful on people's behavior, I think. And rain makes me as a dork tired and very calm. Too calm, some might say. Speaking of seasons, guess what's on Friday? It's Autumn Waste, Music Waste's seasonal autumnal fundraiser. And there's some dope people playing. It's going to be Adrian Teacher, Guppy Oblomov, and Exsoftis. So I'm going to play a couple of them. This is Aquasphere by Oblomov. Enjoy it, please. And then we'll catch up.
Alexa, what's a world without music?
Okay, here's what I found for World Without Music.
Bleak and dreary and empty.
Boring.
Really boring.
I wouldn't say dead, but...
Really grim.
Disaster.
It's a world I don't want to live in.
Luckily, we don't have to live in that world. And if keeping music alive in this world is important to you, come out to the fundraiser for CITR's music department. It's happening Saturday, November 9th at Redgate and will feature the musical stylings of local favorites Ponytails, Sleepy Gonzales, and Kylie V. Doors at 8, $10 suggested donation at the door, though no one turned away for lack of funds. That's Saturday, November 9th. Come shake a leg and show your love for CITR's music department.
Wow, that sounds lit.
Ta-ta.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Yeah.
What's up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dork. You're listening to Teachable Moments, which is the show that just like really just desperately tries to figure out what the heck is cool. What's cool? So the definition that we're working with today is cool, adjective, become or cause to become calm or less excited. It's hard when there's so much good music and so many talented people in the world to stay calm. I do wonder like the value of like kind of like consistent calmness. I think as a dork, I'm quite excitable, agitated, some might say. And there are some people in the world who are not like that. Shocking. They're just like kind of mellow. Just kind of like live their life without shouting on a regular basis, which is like interesting. I think as a dork, I like do really appreciate in myself the kind of like transparency, but it's also probably stressful for people. I don't know. I'm a dork. I don't have any friends, so who knows? Oblomov and Exsoftus, the two bands that you heard just before I started talking, are both going to be playing Autumn Waste this Friday, November 8th at Redgate. So excited. So excited. The next song we have coming up is Let Me Wear the Mask by Woolworm. Just kind of circling back for a moment. The Exsoftus song that we just heard, Your Eyes, off of their like pretty much brand new album Hollow Ritual, which I had not listened to yet, but have since and adored. So if that's not reason enough to go, I don't know what is. It's dork approved. This song is also dork approved. Let Me Wear the Mask by Woolworm off of their forthcoming album, Awe. The album release for Awe is going to be, gosh, next Friday, the 15th. This is a hectic time, guys. We really need to be cooling down. We really need to cool. We need to become or cause to become calmer, less excited, because it can get overwhelming out here, for sure. Okay, this is Let Me Wear the Mask. I'm Dork. Enjoy.
Take the beauty out of it all, like I'm throwing stones at a stained glass window, and just watching it crash and fall, raining upon everyone I know. Hands tied behind your back made me feel like you can't leave. Well, just look for me, baby, could you do that for me, please? And I don't even wanna ask, but let me wear the mask. Oh, 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 oh. Never drag a damn thing out of me. Just a heavy sigh when you talk about money. Then you think of me differently. When I look in your eyes, all I see is pity. Hands tied behind your back maybe feel like you can't see. Well, just breathe for me, baby. Could you do that for me, please? And I don't even wanna ask, but let me wear the mask. Oh, oh,
time I try to pull one down, there's a whole new person caught in the middle. So I think I might listen now. Hands tied behind your back, maybe feel like you can't breathe. Well, just stop for me, baby. Could you do that for me, please? And I don't even wanna ask, but let me.
What's up? That was Walking with the Dog by Lucky, and just before that was Let Me Wear the Mask by Woolworm from Woolworm's upcoming album Aw, as in awesome without the sum. They're having an album release show next Friday, November 15th, with Juice and Outpatient and Kamikaze Nurse. So that's very exciting at Redgate. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomino-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. Today's episode of Teachable Moments, we are exploring, discovering, whatever. The definition of cool. Cool, adjective, become or cause to become calm or less excited. I wanted to play both of those songs, A, because I think that they're pretty calming, like tonally. But also, I think that they like kind of touch on like similar, like in the context of this, like similar themes of like how to calm yourself or like ways to like avoid stress. Let me wear the mask, being like kind of like wearing a disguise or like maybe putting on a performance or like personality that makes a situation easier, which isn't necessarily you or isn't necessarily like how you would want to react, but it feels necessary. Walking with the dog, kind of similarly, it's like, ugh, like I just have to go. And also animals are like pretty good stress relievers, or so I've heard. Okay, we're going to move along, right along, immediately along, to Holy Water by Sylvia Rath. I'm just going to play a couple songs off of the new Agony Club, AK06, compilation. It's going to be Sylvia Rath, Holy Water, and then right after that, Focus of Love by Pukesword. We love both Sylvia Rath and Pukesword. I find them very calming as people. So, this is Holy Water. Enjoy.
Love podcasts? Do you wish you had the skills to make one? The Vancouver Podcast Festival returns this November 7th to 10th with some of the most popular podcasts from across Canada and around the world. You'll be able to meet the creators and voices behind hit shows like Dirty John, Thunder Bay, The Illusionist, The Secret Life of Canada, Red Man Laughing, and Dark Poutine. You can also sign up for masterclasses to learn from podcasting experts, attend free panels and live recordings at the VPL, or visit Podfair to participate in a meetup, grab a coffee, and converse with fellow podcasters and fans. For more information about tickets and student discounts, visit vanpodfest.ca.
That sounds good.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that?
Bad sex.
How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two, three.
Be there.
Got a lot of work to do.
What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Focus of Love by Pukesword, and just before that was Holy Water by Sylvia Rath. Both of those songs can be found on the new Agony Club compilation, AK06. Wow, Focus of Love. Jeez Louise. I think that Miles / Pukesword has a really fantastic and like compassionate way of writing lyrics that are just like very honest, and there's something very calming to me about saying exactly what you mean, which feels like kind of a dub, but like nothing is more stressful or like more agitating and also more exciting than confusion almost. You're listening to Teachable Moments. I'm Dork. The definition of cool that we are interrogating today is cool, adjective, become or cause to become calm or less excited. Calmness, I think, is like an interesting concept, and I like it being paired with like less excited, because kind of like the same way as cool, which, as we all know, don't like that word. Cool is never a good thing unless you're like, like cool as like an actual experience, like, is never a good thing. I want hot or cold, but cool as like a lifestyle, heck yeah, Dork is in for it. But calmness is kind of like, it's like mellow, it's like routine. Like calmness to me is more like, and not that it's not exciting, but calmness is like almost like confident, and there's nothing that, if we've learned anything on this show, we've learned that confidence is key. Focus of Love. I think that it can be like quite stressful being the focus of anything. And again, kind of going back to like really explicit communication of like, it feels like there's a lot of responsibility that comes with it. Or there's like a lot of, it could be responsibility, it could, you could read it as like scrutiny, being a focus, being the object of focus. For example, I feel very agitated this entire episode because I was reminded as I was going on air that people listen. So I was not very calm, and I felt, yeah, exactly like that responsibility of like, this has to be good. Of course I want it to be good every time, dear listener, worry not. But yeah, it just kind of feels like the like calmness of that idea of like, like being loved or like whatever, it's actually kind of stressful. Gonna move on now though. We're gonna play The Dentist by Knife Wife. Dentist, kind of stressful, but when you like kind of calm down and get less excited about it, we kind of like, oh, it's not that bad. Okay, this is The Dentist by Knife Wife. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dork. What's up? Enjoy.
Jesus, God. Jesus, God. God, Jesus. Jesus, God. Jesus, God.
Hallucinating on night dress.
Hey, what's up? I'm back. You're welcome. That was The Dentist by Knifewife. We're almost done with our show. We have but a few minutes left together, which is tragic. You're listening to Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Dork. Today's definition of cool that we were looking at was cool, adjective, to become or cause to become. Calm or less exciting. I hope something was illuminated, if anything, just that there's a ton to do over the next couple weekends, so your social life will not calm or become less excited anytime soon, I don't think. Hopefully. But I hope that everyone kind of like stays mellow, stays cool, and just kind of like, yeah, is doing good. So, I'm going to close the show with an old freaking classic. This is a song that whenever it comes on, I, as a dork, get very excited. It still always just, like, gets me moving. This is Pink Hat by Devours from way back when in 2015, but it still is, like, musically relevant today, I would say. Devours is an angel. Devours also has a show coming up. OMFG, guys. With Strap. It's like a video release, which is very, very, very exciting. And it's going to be November 14th at Redgate. That's a Thursday, right before, the day before the Woolworm show. Okay. This is Pink Hat. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This song is not very calming, but it brings me joy. So I'm going to play it. Thank you for tuning in.
say goodbye to all the comfort you provide. Give us something new to fight.